It is the Friday show. Neil Atkins with Chris Barber, Andy Heaton and Tessa Simakulwa to talk about your weekend's games. We're going to be joined on the phone by Billy Grant to talk about Brentford, who have an unlikely rivalry with Leeds United. Do keep your eye on that one. It's a fantastic and hugely, hugely entertaining chat. And also Andy Middleton to talk about West Ham United, who come up against Manchester City. We will do the games in chronological order, but it will lead to knock-on effect, i.e. when we are talking about Burnley going to Tottenham Hotspur, we will simultaneously be talking about Leeds entertaining Brighton and Hove Albion and Everton coming up against Brentford. Chris Barber, Tottenham at home to Burnley. Burnley have got three games left, substantially better goal difference than Leeds United. Same number of points right now. Leeds look a bit of a wreck. Who do you think is going to go down?
So I do think Burnley go down, but when you were speaking then, I was just thinking Spurs got a nice point last week. They win the London Derby tonight, and then it's the After the Lord's Mayor show, isn't it? And then it's the classic, and it's the banana skin slip and it'd be Vidra, not Chris Wood, wouldn't it? Yeah, and someone like Vidra, like a proper stinky 1-0. But Spurs have got the quality, and I think, I don't know, but Burnley have had that those three in a row, and Watford's the outlier of those games. Obviously, Everton was just carnage and bonkers for them, the sort of five goals. But I think Spurs showed, like, it just depends on what's going on in this week of Conte. It just feels like, I think, he even changed the tenses that he speaks in between matches. I think if they feel like there's a reason for it, then he can apply them really well if they're sort of like question marks. And you wonder if Haaland signing for Man City will give Harry Kane a reason to try and get back in the nation's press.
It's Tottenham are left with three games as we record this. We are recording this before the North London Derby, just to be crystal clear, and that will obviously have a knock-on effect as to where Arsenal and Tottenham see this weekend, how they see this weekend. The one thing that is the case, Arsenal first and foremost play Monday, but also the one thing that is without, you can't argue with Tezza, is that regardless of what happens in the North London Derby, when they come out the other side of it, Arsenal are still going to be in possession. The 4 points clear before a ball's kicked. If they were to win away at Newcastle and at home to Everton, then whatever happens away at Tottenham doesn't matter at that point. And for Tottenham's point of view, though, I think it is, you know, in the wonderful world of Antonio Conte, I think that they have to win against Arsenal. A draw keeps the situation at 4 points, and I think it could be quite demoralising. My point here is that could be a good time to play Tottenham if you're Burnley, if they have failed to beat Arsenal.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, as we're saying. Like, we're speaking about this just before the London Derby, and that kind of shapes how the rest of the season goes, because I think if Tottenham lose, or even if they draw against Arsenal, I think it's a big, big ask for them to lift the spirits again. I think the draw against Liverpool was huge for them, because obviously Liverpool are, you know, second best, or in some people's eyes, the best team in the league. And for Spurs to like come back from that and then draw again against Arsenal and then hope Arsenal slip up twice, it might be too much, and it could just be Burnley smash and grab with a, even if it's just a point, and then Spurs' Champions League hopes are done.